Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sirwinski. On today's program, I'm joined by Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, thank you as always for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
So one of the big things that we want to discuss today is the sesquicentennial. It still seems like it's a long ways away, you know, July 4th weekend, but it'll be here probably before we know it.
That is for sure. So we've been working on doing some behind the scenes planning for months now, and now we're really kicking it into gear at this point because we are only a few months away. And so we're doing some finalizing for some of the music acts and things like that, and then finalizing some more of the fun community activities that go along with it. But really focusing on fundraising efforts at this point. So we just had our trivia night last Thursday, and that was a pretty good success with the turnout and the money raised as well with donations and whatnot. And so I think that was a good start to that. Just a little bit delayed because of the weather, of course, but I think we'll look to do another one of those because people seem to enjoy it. It wasn't just for the history buffs. It was for anything that you can think of that's Perry related were part of the topics and the questions. And so I think people had a really good time, and it's a good way to have a fundraiser as well.
All right. Now, that was the first of what will likely be several fundraisers for the sesquicentennial, correct? Yeah.
Yep, that's right. So we'll do another trivia, but we'll probably do some other activities or events, and we'll do some other selling fundraising as well. For instance, we just finalized the design. From the design contest, we selected those, so that'll go on to a commemorative coin, a challenge coin, looking at doing some t-shirts and things like that. So definitely we'll be hearing more and more about the sesquicentennial leading up to that. And of course, with the 4th of July being a big weekend annually anyway, a lot to talk about with those activities and fun for the community.
For sure. Now, the dates of the sesquicentennial is kind of being discussed. Sometimes you say 5th and 6th, sometimes it's the 5th through the 7th. Where are you kind of landing at right now?
Yeah, so we're still working on a little bit of that, and that kind of comes down to some of the activities that we have on our list of things that we would like to do and seeing how that actually comes together. We know that the 4th of July is going to be the 4th of July, so everyone can count on the parade and fireworks and music at the Bandshell and vendors in the park. But then looking at extending that community celebration that weekend, so definitely Friday the 5th, definitely Saturday the 6th, and then depending on what sort of activities we can pull together, Sunday the 7th. And as we learned at Trivia, 4th of July really is our anniversary or birthday, so it's extra fun that we chose that weekend to celebrate. So it should be a very fun event overall, at least 3 days of activities.
Yep, a trivia answer that we all thought to be a red herring, but ended up being the correct answer.
That's right.
Now, moving on here to an event coming up next week. It's hard to believe that it's that close now. Further example that things get here before you realize it. That's the annual dinner. What can you tell me about that?
So we're all set and ready to go for the annual dinner. We are still taking RSVPs, of course. Won't turn anyone away. Hopefully we'll have enough food for everybody. I think we will. But just some final preparations there that we're really excited to do. The typical recap of the last year, looking forward to this year, the annual awards, and of course, everyone's favorite, the live pie auction, as well as a silent auction this year. And that fundraising will go towards the fireworks on the 4th of July.
All right. So silent auction, that's something new that you're trying this year then?
Yes, that is new. And we heard from some of our merchants that they saw an opportunity and would like to donate those kinds of items to kind of supplement the pies that go for sometimes hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Maybe there's a niche there that we can fill with some other items, especially for those that are maybe not into sweets or doing their dieting or things like that. We can supplement those options a little bit with some actual items. So we'll see how it goes. And then another new thing is we'll have a photographer there doing professional headshots. So we don't know how that'll go, but I just figured people will be dressed up anyway. And if they need a professional headshot, that would be a quick, simple, affordable way to accomplish that.
Absolutely. Now, one last question that I have about the annual dinner is a question that I get asked with some regularity is, Is the annual dinner open to the public, or is it mostly just for chamber members?
Well, we gear it towards chamber members, of course, but it is somewhat open to the public. I mean, there's nothing secretive about it, but it's just more of a celebration of the chamber. So those likely interested in the annual dinner would be chamber members, of course. And there will be other opportunities to do the 4th of July fundraising and things like that that are part of the annual dinner. So we don't really expect non-members to come, but, you know, they wouldn't be turned away either, especially if they're interested in learning more about the chamber and becoming more involved. That would be a good start to that.
And supporting the chamber, right?
Definitely, yes.
All right. Well, one last thing that I want to ask you about here today is it's almost Easter, so that means some egg hunts. I know the Parks and Recreation Department in Perry has their annual Easter egg hunt planned, but the chamber is going to be doing an extravaganza this year, correct?
Yeah. So as we meet with our merchants, over the last year, we've kind of reestablished a merchant meeting, a merchant group. And so mostly downtown merchants come to that monthly meeting. And as we're discussing, you know, how can we encourage people to get out and about and shop local and check out these great businesses that we have in town. You know, we're always looking at events and doing more and things like that. So we are testing out a new event this year. It's kind of low key, but it is Easter egg themed. So that'll be Saturday, April 6th for regular business hours for participating businesses. And we're just calling it the Spring Shopping Extravaganza. So unlike the chocolate walk where you get your tickets and you go around and you get chocolate everywhere, this one is a little bit more theme based, and so it's going to be different at each location. I know some will have the plastic eggs and you pick one, open it up, and there's some kind of surprise, whether it's chocolates or a coupon for in-store specials, things like that. So look for some kind of egg activity or themed special going on in our retail businesses that day.
All right, so what day was that again?
Saturday, April 6th, and no set time frame, just regular hours for those businesses. And you can find information on Facebook. There's an event page with all of them there.
All right. Well, Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pasuti, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
I think that covers it for now. Now that the weather's getting nicer by the day, I just encourage people to get out and about and support the community's efforts for all of the activities that are going on and the businesses that are here. So just encourage people to get out, enjoy.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All righty. Thanks, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Lindsay Pasuti. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.